I got nothing.
Mark, look.
Well, yours is turning color.
Because you're just not using enough carbon dioxide. Look at that. Keep going. You're pretty close. You're like 10 more seconds. No more than like 30 seconds. No, you're good. Look at that right now. See? Look. What are you in? Look at you. All right. So this was.
Is that good?
This just is an indication of carbon dioxide.
Oh.
It would have been a whole lot easier if we would have done this because what we had inside was an indicator. It's called phenolphthalein, a little bit of a base. Put on your gloves.
Oh, okay.
And believe it or not, it was the carbon dioxide in our breath. It has nothing to do with your breath. You know, it's just carbon dioxide. Get a piece of dry ice. If you would have just put a piece of dry ice in there, it would have happened a lot faster. Here, watch this. Notice how it goes down. We're generating carbon dioxide gas. That carbon dioxide gas is an acid.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that amazing? So it's a nice little change. So, see, it would have been so much faster with just a little chunk of carbon dioxide. Hey, let's show people at home how they can make their own indicator. Years ago, you could take Ex-Lax tablets and grind them up, and you would make that pink stuff if you put it in a little bit of alcohol with a base. Mm-hmm. So let's move this off to the side, and I'll show you how we're going to do it. So it's time for our little cooking segment. All right? So what you're going to need is... some red cabbage
juice. Of course.
Because there is a chemical inside that red cabbage leaf that is just a wonderful dye. Oh, got it?
Yeah.
So this goes down inside here like this.
Okay.
Okay, and now this goes on top, and now you just kind of grind it. Again, compelling television.
This is like a Saturday Night Live skit, you know that?
Will it
blend?
There you go. All right, so there you go. So believe it or not, that's it. Now the whole studio is going to smell so pretty for the next 3 hours of news. All right, so here's what's going to happen. Now we strain it out, and this is our indicator.
Oh, okay.
So believe it or not, that purple juice right there is a beautiful acid-base indicator. So that's all we need.
All right.
So if you'll bring over the little graduated cylinder, let's use the brand new one here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So now take a look at this. Let me fill it up. So here's our indicator. So this is showing kind of a pH of 7. So that's just in the very middle. It's water.
Ah,
if we were to add a base to it, look at this.
A little ammonia.
A little ammonia goes inside. So here's a little bit of a base. Notice the color change that we get here. Look at this.
We went to green.
We do. So watch this as you stir.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that absolutely gorgeous?
Who knew that? That there was so much chemistry and bad breath.
See, it was just the hook to get you in. So this is green if it's a base. And if we trip it back with vinegar and it's an acid, watch it kind of come back this way. It's just a real kind of pretty reaction that's there.
Oh,
is that kind of fun?
That
so as you stir it.
Cool.
So just using cabbage juice, believe it or not, a nice little way to do it. And if they're checking the pool, you know, for example, they use the indicators there in the pool to see whether or not there's an acid or base. You want one more piece of dry ice? Don't take your eyes off the cylinder. Ready? So take a look at the cylinder as you drop in here. Watch this.
3, 2, 1.
Nice job. So you kind of see the color changes that are there. And as they're going through a pool, they'll look for those color changes. Now look at this. This is a real pretty one right there. Is that absolutely gorgeous?
Is that amazing or what?
So we did a little acid-based chemistry.
I
used your breath and carbon dioxide. I got a mess between us.